891 AM.
Digital radio.
And the ABC Listen app.
You're with Caroline Winter.
On ABC Radio Adelaide, South Australia and Broken Hill.
No, you haven't accidentally switched over to ABC Kids. That is the Sesame Street theme song. Caroline Winter here with you for Afternoons. And right now we're talking streets and neighbourhoods, hence the song. Halloween is just over 3 months away. And for those who like to celebrate, well, they're already thinking ahead. And one of those is the city of Onkaparinga Council. The council's calling on people to nominate their neighbourhood street to host Halloween events, Spooky Streets. But the idea is part of a much bigger movement, and that's called 1000 Play Streets Project, which is about getting people to reclaim our streets as places for people to connect. Now, we're going to talk about that more in a moment. So I want to hear your favourite memory of playing in the street. Maybe it was with your neighbours, maybe it was playing cricket or footy, maybe, you know, it was riding your bike, you know, the carefree times that we had many, many years ago. And in terms of bringing them back, did you have special rules that you might have played your cricket by? Was the wheelie bin always the wicket? So I want to hear from you, 1300 222 891. 0467 922 891. Let's go for a trip down memory lane. First, let's have a chat with Paul Wright, and he's the manager of community capacity at the Onkaparinga Council. Paul, thanks for your time. Have you got a memory from years ago when you used to play in your neighbourhood street?
Yeah, good afternoon, Caroline. My memory is exactly that, with the wheelie bin as the cricket stump, riding your bike, carefree, with no cars around, and just getting around with your mates and having fun. So that's my memories from back when I was younger.
Oh, beautiful. Now, look, that hasn't completely disappeared, but you're part of this new, I guess, push or program to help bring it back in some way. Now, you're getting in early for Halloween as part of this idea, Spooky Streets. Why are you planning so far ahead, and what is the special, I guess, hook for this, as opposed to someone just deciding to have a Halloween party in their street?
Sure. So we've been delivering Play Streets in partnership with Play Australia since September of 2020, and it was originally aimed at neighbourhoods disproportionately impacted by COVID-19, and that was really on the back of all the greater levels of social isolation and decreases in active play. So we commenced the delivery of Play Streets and have been delivering since then. And as you touched on earlier, there's a real strong focus on encouraging children and families to get out, get outside, be active, create those community connections, meet their neighbours, meet those others in the streets to really just connect. And the reason we're planning so far ahead is the amount of work that needs to go on to actually close a street. It isn't as simple as just, you know, closing a street tomorrow. Quite a number of steps that need to be undertaken. But our role at the City of Onkaparinga is to support residents through that whole process, with supporting them with a dedicated community connections officer, supporting them with public liability insurance, waiving council permit fees. And the main one is supporting them to develop a traffic management plan, which can take a couple of months to fine-tune and finalise before Halloween.
And so Spooky Streets itself is aimed, obviously, at Halloween. So is that for any street that wants to do, well, trick-or-treating, I suppose, doesn't require it, but to actually block off the street to have some kind of Halloween shindig?
Yeah, that's right. So we're calling for expressions of interest currently for Spooky Streets, but Spooky Streets is just one part of our wider Play Streets initiative that really increases that community connection. And we accept applications all year round for street closures. There are some specific criteria for allowing the street to be closed, and some examples of that is that it must be a small local street, so less than 1,000 vehicles per day. It can't be on a bus route, and furthermore, there can't be any intersections and roundabouts or those types of issues on roads. So it is quite specific, but There are lots and lots of roads in the city of Onkaparinga that are eligible for street closures, and we are really encouraging people to really consider this as an opportunity in Halloween, but also all year round for all the other events and times of the year.
And so, Paul, I know we're speaking about particular events at this point. What if, you know, you want to get together and have an impromptu game of cricket in the street? Is that just a case of get out there and do it? You're not going to go through the, you know, sort of the process of applying for a sort of a permit, I suppose, are you?
No, but what I would say is for residents to consider the health and safety risk of cars driving up and down the streets. The process that we go with residents is around those street closures. So there's a specific traffic management plan that's created. There are bollards that are put up either side of the street, which really creates that really safe environment for kids and adults to all play and connect together.
Now, this is something that your council, the City of Onkaparinga, is involved in. Is this something that you're aware other councils have also taken on board?
Yeah, a number of other councils in South Australia, but across Australia as a whole, are connected with the 1000 Play Streets movement. And it's a movement that is really gathering pace. And, you know, you touched on it earlier in terms of those carefree times, getting back to kind of playing outside. That is the whole purpose of this movement and these initiatives.
Well, we might find out a bit more about 1000 Play Streets now, but thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Paul Wright, Manager of Community Capacity at the Onkaparinga Council there. And thanks for your text. So I'm keen to hear, I guess, how you played in the street in those carefree times, I suppose, before screens and before permits. But 1300 222 891 you can call us on, or 046 792 891 is the text line. And Bob from Peterhead has done just that. When he played street cricket, he says back in the day we had a set of steel stumps. My goodness, knocking those over would be a hell of a try. Wheelie bins are too big, I'd agree with that, and hadn't been invented in the 60s, no fair point either. And then he's added that two large fruit cases were a more realistic size. There you go. So, yeah, I'd love to hear your stories. Sue is also on the text line talking about the day before screens. We played in the streets day and night, including the adults. I certainly remember that, often in bare feet. When you'd burn the soles of your feet in a very hot Australian summer. Let's find out more about 1000 Play Streets. And Kieran Brophy is national lead for 1000 Play Streets at Play Australia. Hi, Kieran.
Caroline, thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, look, I'm really excited to hear more about this. How did 1000 Play Streets come about?
Yeah, so look, we're very much inspired internationally. Playing Out has been a group that's evolved over about 12 years out of the UK, and it was a couple of mums in Bristol who decided that, look, we used to play out as kids and it was a good thing for their health and wellbeing of community, and we'd like to do this again. And they actually worked with their local council to develop up a temporary street closure process, and they've scaled to over 1,000 play streets in the UK over the past 12 years or so, and we're connected in with them, and there's a lot we can learn from them, because we'd love to see kids playing out more here and communities connecting more on our streets.
Yeah, absolutely. And did you used to play on the street? Do you remember what the game of choice or the rules of choice were for you?
Oh, 100%. Look, spent a lot of time burning around in my BMX, which was great fun. And do recall many a water fight over summer with the neighbours. So it was a part of my childhood, and I'd love it to be a part of my kids' childhood as they grow up as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So what's the aim of the project, 1000 Play Streets?
Yeah, so look, this is about supporting Australians to reclaim quiet residential streets as places to play and connect. So we used to play out on streets a lot more in previous generations, and for a range of reasons we don't, including parental fear. Parental fear is a big one in terms of keeping children inside and as safe as possible. And really, at the heart of it, this is about connecting communities, because we know if we connect our communities and we get neighbours together, all of a sudden we have this sense of belonging, and we have increased perceptions of safety, and we're more inclined to send children out to play. And that's what children need every day for a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, for sure. We've had a few texters come in actually just talking about their memories of playing out on the street. Gavin says it was always six and out in backyard or street cricket, and you got a six if the ball went over a back fence, but then you were the one who had to go and get the ball. I do remember those days as well. Where is this happening? So where have you seen across Australia 1,000 play streets being taken up?
Yeah, so look, over the past couple of years, we've gotten some much-needed support from SA Government, particularly Office for Export and Racing and Wellbeing SA. And we've been able to work with six local governments around Metro Adelaide, inclusive of Onkaparinga and Port Adelaide Enfield, who you had on before, and Campbelltown, Tea Tree Gully and Holdfast Bay. So we and Charles Sturt as well. Sorry, Caroline.
You've almost got them all.
Yeah, I think I've got them all there. But over the last couple of years, we've seen about 36 play streets happen across Metro Adelaide, and we've seen about 2,300 odd neighbours getting together on streets. And it's been fantastic because we really see play streets as a bit of a catalyst. So neighbours participate in these temporary road closures, and all of a sudden they foster these new connections, and they're talking to each other more, they're nodding to each other on the street. And this is about neighbourhood health. And as a result, kids are playing out more as well, informally, which is fantastic.
Yeah, for sure. Arthur from Windsor Gardens has called in to have a chat about this. Arthur, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I remember my time as playing out on the street. Every time we saw a car turn up, we'd just call our car and we moved onto the footpath, waited for the car to go by, and then we're back on the road again.
Yeah, you sort of just had to dodge the traffic a bit, really.
Yeah, it was, many great memories playing out on the road. We spent many times riding our bikes around the side streets and, disappearing for hours on end.
Absolutely, and only coming back at dusk when it was time for dinner.
We never had structured play. Mum just kicked us outside during school holidays and said, outside, and we just disappeared. We spent many times wandering around and going down to the park and playing on the bit of equipment they had down there, and great times. We never had people supervising us.
Yeah, look, they're such beautiful memories, and I think many of us have them, and it is a different time. Arthur, thanks for calling. Kieran, back to you. It is an interesting one that it sort of is a bit more structured in this way, sort of, I guess, planning ahead for playtime, I suppose. What would you say to that?
Yeah, look, I really like Arthur's comments because he's talking about independent mobility, so children roaming around neighbourhoods and communities and being playful by themselves unsupervised. And this is a really great thing to see. And if we see that in communities, it means that the children's play is really supported, and it's a good thing for communities when we see that. We know it doesn't happen as often these days for a range of reasons, including parental fear. And look, it's our hope that by connecting communities with play streets, parents feel more confident to send children out to play. And we can support our children independently around communities when they're ready to do so. So it's all connected. It is.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to be like overly structured, but at the same time, without that, you've got many reasons why kids won't get outside and play. So this is giving an option, a safe option to make that happen, right?
Absolutely, Caroline. So this is about creating safe environments for children to play. And look, we know, especially through COVID, that there are many communities out there just went out and played on streets. And it was so important for health of children through COVID that they could connect with their neighbours. And that was without temporary street closures. However, we do recognise that communities are on a spectrum, and there are some communities who, for whatever reason, that they experience high levels of disadvantage. They need a bit of extra help to connect with their neighbours and to connect children for play. And so they're really the communities that we're working with local governments on to ensure that they don't miss out and they can connect and play on streets as well.
A few more texts have come in relation to this. So Rose, her memory is marbles. That was her go. I absolutely remember marbles. Do kids play marbles anymore? Do they play them these days? I don't know if that...
I'll have to introduce it into my children's repertoire, I think. I've got some hidden somewhere.
in between Candy Crush. And Ruby from Oaklands Park, the only difference is paranoid parents. I guess there would be a bit of a feeling that could be the case, and I understand why parents are also fearful too, so it's a bit of a, you know, happy medium really, isn't it? Bob from Peterhead's also texted in, current build styles don't have enough width for cricket or football games. We can blame urban planning and council for this. Houses used to be set back 6 metres, so without fences you had 12 metres plus the width of the street. Now buildings are, next to a footpath, and there's no room for a cut or a hook shot.
It's amazing. Public space is changing, and in terms of green space and space for children to play, it's getting smaller and smaller. So when we think about provision of daily play for children, if you don't have a big backyard or a park in your street, where do you go? And so we need to look at those third places, and streets are one of those spaces to foster play for our children.
Well, it's a fascinating discussion that is, it certainly will continue. Will neighbourhoods ever be like they used to be? Probably not exactly, but we've got our memories to hang on to in the meantime, and we've got 1,000 play streets to help us out. So thank you so much for your time, Paul.
Thanks, Caroline. All the best.
You too. Oh, and Kieran Brophy there, national lead for 1,000 Play Streets at Play Australia. And before that was Paul Wright, manager of community capacity at the Onkaparinga Council. Thank you for all of your texts and phone calls throughout the afternoon.